Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today, which is the Thursday after the Epiphany, has quite an interesting letter of St. John, chapter 4, verses 19 through chapter 5, verse 4. Beloved, we love God because He first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, but hates his brother, he is a liar. For whoever does not love a brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. This is the commandment we have from him. Whoever loves God must also love his brother. Remember this. Think about this. Whoever loves God must also love his brother. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is begotten by God, and everyone who loves the Father loves also the one begotten by him. In this way we know that we love the children of God when we love God and obey his commandments. For the love of God is this, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not burdensome, for whoever is begotten by God conquers the world. And the victory that conquers the world is our faith. How deep is your faith? How much do you believe? Have you opened your heart more to God? Have you read the scriptures? I really encourage you to read. You can start with the New Testament if you want, or the Old Testament, but read something every day. Brothers and sisters, he wants to guide us, but we ignore him so often. We turn away. God would never talk to me. He's talking to you through his word. His word is precious. Hold it in reverence. Read it and ask the Holy Spirit to enable you to carry it out. Ask him. He will do so. Because Psalm 72 tells us, Lord, every nation on earth will adore you. Every nation on earth will adore you. O God, with your judgment, endow the king. With your justice, the king's son. He shall govern your people with justice and your afflicted ones with judgment. From fraud and violence, he shall redeem them, and precious shall their blood be in his sight. May they be prayed for continually. Day by day shall they bless him. May his name be blessed forever. As long as the Son, his name shall remain. In him shall all the tribes of the earth be blessed. All the nations shall proclaim his happiness. Lord, every nation on earth will adore you. Do you adore him? Do you genuflect, as I've said before, not just a habit, but when you genuflect, you honor God. I just say, as I genuflect, Lord, I love you. Do that. God hears it. God knows. God loves you. And the Gospel of Luke for today is taken from Luke chapter 4, verses 14 to 22. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news of him spread throughout the whole region. He taught in their synagogues and was praised by all. He came to Nazareth, where he had grown up, and he went according to his custom into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. He stood up to read, and was handed a scroll of the prophet Isaiah. He unrolled the scroll and found the passage where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord." Rolling up the scroll, he handed it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue looked intently at him. He said to them, "Today, this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." And all spoke highly of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. Brothers and sisters, how much do you really love God? How much do you really love God? He loves you right now. He loves you. But we need to turn to his word. We need to, if we are Catholic, we need to try to go to Mass more than once a week if you can. If not, that's all right. Sunday is what you're asked to come. But when you do, listen, listen, listen. There's so much contained in the readings, and they bring us to the point where God becomes, in a sense, flesh for us, that we can feed on him. The Lord is speaking to us and calling us. He wants us to love him because he loves us without price. Well, I shouldn't say that. It cost him everything in this world to love us. But he did it for us. Can you imagine what it would have been like to die on that cross? Can you imagine the pain that he would have had? Can you imagine what it would have been like for his mother to be there? And to see it, a horrible death, really. But he was faithful to his Father, and we're called to be faithful to him. Brothers and sisters, we don't have to go through what God went through, although sometimes it feels like it, in our sufferings, or our pain, or sorrow, whatever we have. It's hard. But God, just say, "Lord, I give all this to you." If I'm sorrowing over a situation, if I'm angry, if I'm troubled in any way, take it to God and say, "Lord, show me what to do. Help me how to handle this." Just turn to him right there and say that. And it might be a day, it might be a week, it might be immediate. But don't lose heart. Just say it. God will point you in the right direction. Just say, "Lord, help me. Lead me in the right way." And then ask the Lord, "This is what I think I should do." Ask him. He hears every word you say. We don't, but he does. And he loves you. Isn't it funny that so many of us, all of us, need to be loved? In so many ways we turn to other things to kind of soften that emptiness that we feel. But it's God. It's God who wants to fill the emptiness. He wants to come into your life more and more and more. He wants you to walk with him, to study his word or read his word at least every day and wait on him. Maybe there are times when, as if you're married, your spouse can help you take care of things while you pray. And perhaps Your wife can help you. But please, please, brothers and sisters, give God time. As I've said to you so many times before, start out with 15 minutes. Introduce yourself to God if you haven't done that before. Introduce yourself to God, and God says, I know you and I love you. And talk to him about your burdens. Talk to him about what you're carrying. Just talk to him as if he were right there in the room with you, because he does hear you. And just ask him what you need, or ask him for the good thing that he allowed to happen for you today. Always thank God, because that's the origin. Please, brothers and sisters, he gave his life for you. He died for you. He will welcome you into heaven. Please, brothers and sisters, take this seriously, because Jesus is the Savior of the world. Here we are just in the week or so after Christmas. How much we can go back into normal life, so to speak, and there's nobody who can help me, there's nobody who can figure this out. You're never alone. Just say, Jesus, will you please help me? And then give God some time. Give God some time. He will answer you. I'm very, very struck, brothers and sisters, this year. I'm very struck about how much people can celebrate Christmas, but all they're looking for is gifts, or hoping for, or good food, or whatever. But brothers and sisters, there are many people alone on Christmas. But we are never alone without God. Jesus is always, always, he is with us. Please open your heart to him. Every day, every day, say, Jesus, I'm trying to learn how to do this. Would you help me? Jesus, I don't have time, but I want to. Would you just give me 5 minutes somewhere that I can really talk to you? You can do that. And I'm not saying you'll see a miracle, but you might. God is good. God hears you. Just keep talking to him. I know that I did that at the beginning. I just said, Lord, I can't see you, but I know that you're here. And this is what I have today. I need wisdom. I need encouragement. Please, will you help me? And then I would tune in to him different times during the day and say, Lord, he just kept saying to me, you're doing well. Go ahead. Not that I heard those words, but I had that sense. And so will God do for you. May God abundantly bless you and lead you closer to him. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.